I need you, Sally, for solutions and data, data, data. Secondly, that perfume you wear, that's pure Seattle spirit.
A lot of data, the way we get data and analyze data. What we do know from looking at the data is, with the data is very clear.
Look, I know I'm the guy who presses play on that several times a week. How can you not laugh? That's the mayor of Seattle, and her consultant had told her, look, whenever you speak about homelessness, say data, 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 and solutions, solutions, solutions. Well, let me give you some data. It's a solution. Joining me on the phone is going to be filling in for Rance part of this coming week, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Brian Suits, who may or may not have a functioning phone line this time. Speak, Brian, clearly.
Test, test, test.
You know, there it is. Starting to see? Look at that.
I'm literally one mile away from where the Air Force is building the B-21, the new bomber, and yeah. I have a crappy signal. This is the best signal I can get.
All right. Well, we'll try our very best here. So you're going to be on for Rants, and Seattle's still kind of home to you, even though they stole your vote up here. I want to have a quick discussion with you on where is more insane. I give you Sideshow Bob Ferguson. I give you decriminalized heroin and government-funded heroin dens. I give you $94 billion on a choo-choo train that doesn't even go across the state. I give you Seattle. I give you that in the tent cities, etc. Do you attempt to raise the bet with California, or do I win?
Well, I'll see you with high-speed rail over the world's most active seismic fault, plus a Democratic supermajority with sales tax and income tax in the entire state. Oh, and we have to register to buy ammunition now.
Okay, I will see that and then raise you this. In coming up, if we pass this initiative here, which our Seattle Supreme Court in Olympia will likely want to make happen illegally, as it will be, if you beg permission to purchase a gun, a pistol that's semi-automatic or a rifle that's semi-automatic, you thereby waive your privacy to healthcare information. Your HIPAA information is gone.
We did that 3 years ago. I win. I'm sorry. And you know, the bottom line is, I would leave with the clothes on my back right now to come back to Seattle.
Is it? It's,
to come
it's,
back. That's, I would tunnel out.
So you are, in other words, you're going to be on for Rants coming this week, some of the days, and then Rockstar Greg. You're actually coming up here to tell us we have it pretty good? Brian?
Wait, I didn't hear the question.
Yeah.
Sorry. The phone did that thing.
So I'm saying you're going to be filling in for Rants a little bit next week, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. So is part of your message going to be to Seattle, you guys have it pretty good?
yes, because you don't have, right now, you don't have a state income tax, and I cannot emphasize how huge that is. And by the way, I'm assuming, and if I drop out, tell me to repeat, I'm assuming you can still do net metering where you can, if you have solar or wind, can put the power back on the grid for the price that they would charge, like at high noon, right?
Does
Washington still have net metering?
Yeah.
Okay, we don't.
Okay.
We took it away.
But
we absolutely took it away.
Okay, but we have this lady. I hope your phone doesn't do your thing. We have this lady. She's apparently not seeking re-election. We have this lady.
I have heard of some other models where the drugs are provided, and it's a public safety model, because those who may not have the money to buy drugs are not breaking and entering to obtain whatever they need to buy, whatever it is they're using.
That's Sally Bagshaw, Brian, a city councilwoman calling for a study on whether the taxpayers should be turned into heroin dealers. So maybe I'm trying to start a new game, because I think I can trump you with Sally Bagshaw.
Well, here's what I would say, and longtime KTTH listeners know this. I was engaged to arguably the craziest Seattle City Council person of all time, Judy Nicastro, and I would have to say that Sally Bagshaw makes her seem sane and rational.
I didn't know you were engaged to a city councilwoman. I don't know how that got past me. See, now the phone's doing the thing. See what he said? 3 or 4 minutes. I think we got through 3 or 4 minutes. Oh, okay, so 6 a.m. to 9 a.m., you're going to be on for rants. And are you going to take calls? Are you going to engage the audience? You're just going to spit information at us?
Hey, I don't know. I would like to. On Monday, I'm going to tell people the story. If you think that this, you know, if you're buying the propaganda about separating families, if you think this is horrible, wait till I tell you about 2014. I think I'll tell calls. And on Monday, I'm going to talk about the 2014, the Obama episode of separating families. But we'll see. I don't normally take calls, but what the hell? I think I might.
Okay. So you're going to tell us about that and give us that reality. And I got some notes for you. Good to hear Brian on the radio again. Trump Brian with fully semi-automatic. Yeah, we do have that. We have lawmakers up here who want to ban the fully semi-automatic rifles. That's the next step. So I don't think you guys haven't banned the full semi-auto, have you?
All of you be quiet. I can't have a pistol grip, okay? You can have a pistol grip. I can't have a pistol freaking grip in California.
All right. Well, I mean, you might be making a strong case, but then again, you don't have, do you pay illegal taxes? We pay illegal taxes. We pay illegal car tab taxes. I don't. I refuse to do it.
Yep.
The people on the 405 tolls, they pay, so you're paying illegal taxes too?
You bet. And there's all sorts. When you have a Democratic supermajority, as it turns out, it takes 10 years to overturn anything. So they impose all kinds of illegal taxes on us.
Okay. Now, okay. Listen, I mean, I'm getting frustrated here because I thought this was an easy game. Do you have a governor who says this about how to stop school violence?
We're getting these absurd ideas that what we want is our first graders to have a Glock on their hip.
So he was saying that we want first graders with Glocks on their hips. Do you have a governor who says anything near that bad?
We have a governor who thinks robots are stealing his luggage. So I think that outdoes him.
All right. Then has anyone at a city council meeting down there ever said,
Amazon is ISIS?
Amazon is ISIS? Ever, anything like that?
Oh, my God, no. No, L.A., where businesses are fleeing. Actually, California's economy is doing well, but big businesses are fleeing L.A. We tried really hard to woo Amazon. Amazon's movie production is down here. They employ 800 people. But no, I will say that about California is when celebrity billionaires want to do something down here, they're absolutely welcomed. And they've done research. It turns out Amazon is not ISIS.
Okay, because I was worried about that. Okay, then do you have county prosecutors who say
our incarceration rate in the state of Washington is among the 10 lowest in the United States?
Like Dan Satterberg bragging, the county prosecutor bragging about a low incarceration rate. You got, I know you guys let, didn't you just let a bunch of felons out? Didn't that come around in a budget bill? Okay, so how many felons did you over this?
Two separate measures, reclassified crimes, and that retroactively let violent drugs out. So we have a low incarceration rate, too. But as it turns out, our child sex violence, or violence against kids and kids being killed by their paroled dads is spiking. Isn't that weird?
Well, okay. So let me take this. Do you guys have a governor who gave a kid who was in a safe and welcoming and loving foster home who wanted to adopt her, give her to her biological dad who was a known rapist, despite the family saying, hey, he's a rapist, and then the little five-year-old was raped, and then the state said, oh, we're sorry. Do you have anything like that in California?
Oh, my God. No, we had an illegal alien MS-13 guy drop his girlfriend's son, 10-year-old, on his head enough to kill him 2 weeks ago. That was about a mile away from where I am. An MS-13 illegal alien guy with a kid in the system, the county child protective system. Kid was in the system for 5 years. He dropped this boy one night. He tortured him for a week and then finally killed him. And the county knew about it. That's one very sad thing that I got to say. California leads the nation in failing kids.
Wow. Man, okay, so you know what, folks? I'm changing my opinion. I think we're not quite yet up to California, but you give Jay Inslee, Sideshow Bob, Smack Daddy Dow Constantine, Heron Dan Satterberg, and the Bhagwan Shrill Sawant, you give them time, they'll get there. So in other words, Monday morning, You're going to hear from Brian Suits when he fills in for Rants on why we don't have it so bad in Seattle. Thank you for joining us, Brian.
And I should point out, you can still own a suppressor legally. Here, if I say suppressor, it's a felony.
Okay, I can hear ATF at the door. Thank you very much for joining us, my friend. Appreciate
all right,
it.
Talk to you Monday.
Yep. Okay, so Monday morning, Brian Suits fill in for Jason Rants as Jason is out gallivanting about the world, and then it'll be Rockstar Greg. And, yeah, we'll give Rockstar Greg a shot on the show, too. So we'll come back on the Todd Herman Show on AM 770 KTTH on the Greater East Side, 94.5 FM. Why, yes, I am still radically and hard against Ivanka Trump's child or a free child care proposal, or what is it, time off for parents, letting parents take time off and making this law and federal money getting involved. So we'll talk about that, and we, of course, get back up into the president in Europe, etc. I also want to spend some time on the media's just two worlds reaction to Peter Strzok. We have no common reality, just absolutely no common reality with these people. And we need to change that. We need to bring our reality to them. I'm not saying we should kidnap them, but I'm saying that we should bring our reality to the people in the elite media. Much more. We'll get to that as well. It is bumper music by request. I think we're the only talk show in the country that does that. So it's been hidden under, oh, and what that means is you can text us, 800-465-8770, the None Better Tax Resolution Hotline. Text us your bumper music by request, or you can tweet us. I'm at Toddy Herman. Producer Tom has a new Twitter account. It's at New Producer Tom. At New Producer Tom. So under the radar this week, something that's not gotten a lot of attention, but we better pay attention, is a brand new entitlement that Ivanka Trump is enamored of. It is it's paid family leave. And here's the challenge with this. Do you know the story of entitlements? The reason I bring it up is because Marco Rubio's behind it. Republicans are beginning to gather behind it. Now, I was reading over the weekend. I read Facebook. There's three or four people at think tanks, so-called conservative think tanks in Washington, D.C., who are behind this. There are political operatives who are saying, this is the new Republican Party. We have to do this. We have to get ahead of the Democrats. I am uninterested in being involved in anything that is about developing voters based upon handing things out. It cannot be done. The state of our finances is so wildly, I don't want to say misunderstood, because folks know it's bad, but it is, it's not sufficiently understood in context. So you can hear $21, $22 trillion debt is what we have. You can hear $200 trillion in unfunded liabilities, and you still can't fathom it. I have a friend of mine, Political Math, Matthias. You may have seen his videos. He's the guy who did 10,000 Pennies. I brought him to Washington, D.C., by the way. That's how I met Matthias. I just thought that video was brilliant. We gave him a grassroots activism award. Michael Steele gave it to him because it adequately explained our debt. Here's some other ways to explain it. This is why I cannot and I will not back Ivanka's play. Entitlements are killing us financially. This is an entitlement. And when the Democrats get a hold of this, if this passes, and we have paid family leave, 12 weeks or whatever it is they decide, how long does it stay 12 weeks? How long before the Democrats say, why 12 weeks? Why not 24? Why not 32 weeks? Why are we limiting ourselves? And why is it just for parents? What about people who are single? Shouldn't they be able to get a paid vacation? I mean, this isn't fair for people who can't have kids. They need leave. 12 weeks for everybody. Here's some ways to understand why we can't do this. In the year 2023, something happens in our finance, okay? Our finances together in the year 2023, this nation will begin spending more money on the interest payments on our debt than on our country's national defense. That's the crossover point, 2023. I'm pretty sure that's 5 years from now. By the year 2028, we will be spending $915 billion per year on interest payments on our debt. Not paying down the debt, on interest payments. We'll be spending, at current projections, $769 billion to defend the country. So this is very much like you spending more money on interest payments, on credit card debt, than on food, or on your house, or on all, let's say, your house and your car. And Ivanka Trump wants a new entitlement. And Marco Rubio loves it. And people I know in D.C. at the think tanks are saying, this is how we get here. This is how we win female votes. Another reason we can't do this. In terms of our outlays in our country, that is, the share of projected spending increases between now and 2028, major health care programs will go up 38%. Social Security will go up 25%. Our net interest goes up 21%. Discretionary spending is 11%. Everything else is 5%. That's it. And Ivanka Trump wants a new entitlement. Paid family leave. That will start with women who've had kids, or men who want to be the stay-at-home parent, and will eventually become for everybody. Here's another way to look at this. We're not going to survive this without having more taxes. That's what they're telling us. That's what the Democrats are telling us. And yet, there is absolutely no correlation between high tax rates and tax receipts. When the tax rate in the country was 90, the top tax rate was 91%, the individual tax receipts was about 7.6% of the GDP. When the individual top tax rate dropped to 25%, the percentage of the GDP of tax receipts was about 7.6%. It has stayed between 7.6% and 8.7% from 1960 to 2015, even though in those times we've seen the top tax rate at 91%, at 75%, at 55%, and down to 25%. We can't afford Ivanka Trump. And I don't feel any loyalty to Ivanka or this program. We can't do this. And it's a sickness that now people like Marco Rubio are pretending we can. All right, we'll come back on the Todd Herman Show on AM 770 KTTH. We need to figure out a way to bring the media into reality. It, talking about bias, pointing it out, that's all well and good, but we need to bring the media into reality. So we'll do that. We'll talk about that next on the Todd Herman Show on AM 770 KTTH and on the Greater East Side, 94.5 FM. And thanks for listening to the Todd Herman Show on AM 770 KTTH. Of course, you recognize this. People have been asking for this forever in bumper music by request on Fridays. And it is apropos here. But now we got to turn it down, because I can't compete with Don Henley. The media, the way they reported Strzok, this is everything that we need to know about the media. Let's listen to Chuck Todd, because he's not just on MSNBC. He's over to MSNBC as well.
This is a day that arguably, in the minds of many, may have empowered Vladimir Putin.
Okay. So that's the view from Chuck Todd. Even Dana Perino on Fox.
It felt like a public lynching.
Wow.
And I thought it was terrible.
Really? Public lynching. On MSNBC, someone named Maxwell.
This hearing today was not for CNN. It wasn't for us here at MSNBC. It was specifically for the audience at Fox News.
Hmm. Interesting. One more from MSNBC.
It was the worst behavior. It was like really watching something out of the 50s, out of the McCarthy era, where you see someone brought up, ordered to answer questions he can't possibly answer.
Oh, he can't possibly answer. And there we begin our discussion. He can't possibly answer what the word "it" was in a sentence he wrote. Yes, he can. He can't possibly answer the questions about his own behavior. Yes, he can. This two separate worlds in which we live, and I cannot make this clear enough for you. It is a different universe that they live in. Our universe out here to them is uncharted territory where we all see Alaska from our house. That's how they view us. So what we need to do is somehow bring our reality to them. What we need to do is somehow make them aware of. It's not bias, guys. That's not it. We know you're biased. We know you're Democrats. We know you're liberal. And I think along these sorts of ideas is what would be fascinating from a perspective of technology would be, I'm not trying to reinvent my dearly beloved and departed and famous and award-winning spin spotter, would be an app that allows us to lifetime annotate and correct the mainstream media. Now, think about this. During newscasts on ABC, CBS, and NBC, as they're watching it, people like us sit side by side with that and add context to what they're saying. So let me give you an example. The media does a report. They do a lead-in. And the lead-in is, FBI executive Peter Strzok today faced questions about anti-Trump text messages he sent during the investigation of the collusion with Russia. We go now to Washington, D.C., the app, boop, boop, boop. You've ever seen that thing where you watch Amazon Video and it has this sidebar? That angers me because I tried to get Microsoft to build that back in the day. The things that a lot of us tried to get Microsoft to build could have built an industry. Well, I mean, they have built an industry. It's just that Microsoft didn't want them. It's a contextual sidebar as you're watching Amazon. It gives you little factoids about the movie you're watching. This would be factoids about the news. So boop, 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 boop. People can click on it. Oh, what's this? Oh, wait a minute. So it's not about the text messages. It's not that the messages are anti-Trump. That's not the concern. The concern is, did that bias cause him to do these things? And then allows people, ordinary, everyday people who don't listen to talk radio, to get in and get further knowledge on this. Oh, my God. I had no idea that Peter Strzok tried to set up a meeting with the judge? What? He tried to set up a secret meeting with the judge to influence the judge? Oh, this isn't about emails. Wait a minute. I have no idea. This is the guy who changed the wording when James Comey gave his speech where he said Hillary was extremely careless. That used to say grossly negligent. I had no idea. Because unless you listen to talk radio, you don't have an idea. So what I think we need to do is confront the media with the fact that there's Twitter, there's social media, there's Facebook, but it's divorced from their videos. We need an app that rides on top of the videos and provides these contexts. Let me give you another one. So the media, they'll go out in praise of any government spending program. So when the tax cuts were coming along and the media was apoplectic that we were all going to die because of the tax cuts. Imagine you're watching a connected device. You're watching, cable TV, which is IPTV. Therefore, it can be interactive. Imagine an app that pops up during that can hear it would know the topic. It could do that through audio recognition. It could do that through a feed of information. Okay, they're talking about the tax cuts. It could offer you up information to the side to say, okay, let's stop the news for a second. After all, everything is DVR'd. Let's stop the news for a second. How much money do I owe in taxes? So you imagine the experience. You're an average everyday American. You're watching TV. You never listen to talk radio. You think taxes are paid by other people. You pull open the app, tell it a few things about yourself, and across your lifetime, you're going to pay what? Across your lifetime? That's insane. That's what we need.
Down on Main Street. Down on Main Street.
Welcome back to the Todd Herman Show on AM 770 KTTH and on the Greater East Side, 94.5 FM. Huge shout out, as always, to everybody who listens to the show in Western Washington from day one. Y'all have been part of the team. We crowdsourced the show together. All of that's just always going to remain really close to my heart. I thank you for that deeply. It is has made me possible to live a dream. Always wanted to do talk radio in this city and in this building. To the new folks around the country who are kind enough to listen through podcast, man, that's an honor. And of course, I owe a big thank you to EIB for making that possible. And if you don't have the podcast yet, remedy that. Just text the word podcast to 800-465-8770, brought to you by None Better Tax Resolution. So on a personal note today, I went this morning. I had to go into a meeting on Capitol Hill in Seattle. And I have not been on Capitol Hill proper in a long time. I've been up to Broadway occasionally. It would freak the owners of a certain famous breakfast place up there to know that it's me that comes in and orders a certain breakfast, but it's one of my favorite restaurants. So I continue to go up there and I continue to love it. But Capitol Hill proper, I decided instead of going through what is the mess of trying to go up East Madison, getting off of I-5, which is purposely a mess, I decided to get off early down at, I think that's, was at Dearborn? Down in near the International District, and to go up the backside of Capitol Hill. Here's my trip. So on Dearborn, approaching MLK. Is that MLK? So I've forgotten my way around Seattle. It's pathetic. Yeah, it is. There was a shirtless man, clearly mentally ill, blocking the left turn lane with his body, wearing shorts, stained shorts. The man was sunburned beyond belief, waving his arms maniacally in the middle of that street, and that man is allowed to stay out there. Now, I want you to picture something. This is a fact. If that was a baby Cocker Spaniel, if that was a grown dog, how many cars would have been pulled to the side of the street to help that dog? Oh, I get it. You don't know what a guy like that's going to do. I totally understand. People can be dangerous in ways dogs cannot. The man had no water, no visible food, nowhere to put money. Where do you to give him money? He was just a delusional, crazy man. And I get it. So I wasn't any better. I drove by. And I know the police here can't do anything. They're not allowed to do anything. Now, up the street, went over to Trader Joe's. Eventually, I drove by where I used to live, Spruce Park Apartments, around 21st and Yesler, and there was a funeral going on. People dressed to the nines to go into the Baptist church there. Neighborhood hasn't changed as much as I thought it had, which is good, bad, otherwise. I drove eventually over to East Madison, where I had a meeting by the Trader Joe's. Outside the Trader Joe's on Capitol Hill on Madison. And what is that? Is it 16th or something, 17th? And in a period of 10 minutes, I saw the following. I saw another shirtless younger man batting away at non-existent demons and jumping up and down trying to karate kick non-existent demons, screaming at the top of his lungs sometimes, racing past a woman. I was convinced he was going to tackle her. I was ready to jump out of the car. He didn't try to tackle her. I saw him. I saw another person flat crazy walking by, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth pacing. And then I saw a very large man who moved with the
grace of an athlete. And if you've been around athletics a little while, you know what I mean. The grace of an athlete who moved with physical dignity, someone with at one time had spent some time developing a body, whose mind was largely gone. He was dressed in heavy sweatpants and a heavy sweatshirt, and he was wearing a heavy ski jacket today on Capitol Hill in the concrete. He was sweating profusely. He was, by all signs, dehydrated, and I didn't know if that's where his mania came from. And I watched him because I was early for an appointment, because that's the way I am. I'm early, so I'm never late. I watched him for 20 minutes and get dizzier and dizzier, appearing to me. And finally got out of the car and locked the car, went over with some water, and I tried to get his attention. I said, "Pardon me, sir. You look hot." And he looked at me. He stopped, and he looked at me in pretty aggressive look. And maybe this is me reading things into it. He looked at me like, "Hey, okay, who's the white dude? Stop me here." I said, "Hey, it looks kind of hot out here, man. I have some extra water. I was hoping I could give you some water." And he said, "What kind of water is that?" I said, "It's just water. It's the same water I was drinking. I just have an extra bottle. I don't want any water like that." "All right. I'm sorry to bother you, man. You looked hot to me. Are you okay? Are you good? Are you okay? Do you need to go anywhere?" And he paced. So then I thought again of this. And I went back in and I got Gatorade. Came back out with Gatorade. And the man would not take the Gatorade. So now I'm thinking, who can I call? Well, no one's going to respond. If he's not harming himself, there's nothing anybody can do. There was an ambulance nearby. I asked them, "Hey, is there any point in me calling?" And they were grabbing lunch at the Trader Joe's. And I said, "Not really. It's nothing we can do. We see this all the time." There was an officer who came up the street. And I said, "Hey, man, this guy, he's going to pass out." He goes, "Yeah, there's nothing I can do." "Is he harming anybody?" I said, "No, but he's dehydrated." He goes, "Yeah." And he looked over. He goes, "Yeah, I see that guy." He goes, I'll keep an eye. So I went back in. I had this Gatorade. And I thought, maybe Trader Joe's has a shirt. I don't know, not a shirt. I went into my gym bag. I looked around and found out that I had a spare shirt that was clean, really clean. I finally went over to the guy. I went over with the shirt. I walked up and said, "Sir, pardon me." And he looked at me angry again. I said, "Listen, I'm sorry to bother you. I'm really worried that you're hot." And he looked like he wanted to crack my skull. And I get it. Like, there's dignity in this man somewhere. There's a time when this, I could see it. In his physical development, I could see that this was a recent degradation of his mental health. I could just sense it. And his confusion at me, "Why are you stopping me? Why are you bothering me?" And I just said, "It looks just so hot. I just wanted to give you maybe something you could wear that would be a little bit cooler. This is clean. It's new. I really want to give this to you." "What kind of shirt is that?" It's an interesting question. "It's just a shirt. It's just a shirt. I'm just going to put it down here. I'm going to put it down. I'm going to put this Gatorade here. I just really want you to drink these things." And he looked at me really aggressive. He said, "Put them down." I said, "Yeah, I'm just going to put them down. And God be with you, sir. I'm really sorry to interrupt you. I really am." As I walked away, I'm struck by the fact that is someone's little boy. Someone's little boy. That is a human being. And I feel terrible that I didn't pull him into an air-conditioned car and help him in that regard. But I didn't feel safe. Is, you know, prepared as I am, I guess, for a fight. He's far bigger than me. I don't know what he's capable of. I know he looked like a very athletic dude. But that's someone's little boy. You know what really struck me? No one else. No one else. I'm not trying to pat myself on the back. But again, that was someone's little boy. That is a human being. He is hurting. He is disorientated. Had it been a dog, someone would have had a bowl of water. Compassionate Seattle. Compassionate people. This is the Todd Herman Show. We air every weekday, 3 to 6 p.m. I will see you Monday at 3 o'clock. Be well, be strong, and be kind.